This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
It can't be as easy as it's looked so far for the Los Angeles Kings.
Sends it around the wall. The pass broken up in the slot. Shot. Score! Jordan Nolan!
Brown into the zone. Brown to the circle. A shot. He scores!
Bouncing puck. Kopitar to Brown. Empty net. In on goal. Score!
The Kings have swept the St. Louis Blues. The Kings' first ever sweep in a best-of-seven series in franchise history. And on the bigger stage, first time ever a number eight seed in NHL history has taken out a number one seed and a number two seed.
Nick Nixon on KTLK as the Kings completed their demolition of the top two teams in the Western Conference, finishing off the St. Louis Blues 3-1 last Sunday afternoon. This on the heels of their five-game victory over the President's Trophy-winning Vancouver Canucks in the first round puts LA in the conference final for the first time since 1993. They've dropped only one game in the playoffs so far, thanks to suffocating defense and goaltender Jonathan Quick, who's allowed a microscopic 14 goals in their nine games so far. The second-best goals against in this postseason? Well, that belongs to the team they're facing in the Western Final, the Phoenix Coyotes.
At the blue line, held in by Morris. He scores!
Played in the right circle by Chychira to Hanzel. He scores! It's 2-0 Coyotes with 4:51 to play, second period.
We're met against Leguan. Coyotes win the draw. Studs ahead by Hanzel. And that's it! That's it! The Coyotes have held on and defeated the Predators 2-1. And this season of franchise first continues as the Coyotes win the series 4-1, and they advance to the Western Conference playoff final for the first time in franchise history.
Bob Heathouse on Extra Sports 910 with the call as the Rags to Riches story playing out in the desert Southwest continues. Phoenix's 2-1 win over Nashville last Monday ended the series in five games, and it came on the same day that the franchise's long ownership odyssey may have come to an end, as the league announced it had finally found a local group to buy the team back from the NHL. Like the Kings, the Coyotes are doing it with defense and goaltending. Mike Smith's 1.91 goals against average in the playoffs is second only to LA's Quick. More evidence that the league's been flipped on its head this postseason? The highest scoring team remaining is the New Jersey Devils.
Clarkson can't handle the pass as it goes off the blade of his stick, play back on goal. Oh, and then Grigoriev tried to clear it, and Clarkson deflected it in. Oh, my goodness. Ilya Grigoriev with the pressure from Clarkson threw the puck right off him. And it just bounded off of Clarkson home, and the Devils lead 2-1. Blocked away by Kovalchuk. It'll come all the way down, and that will do it. The Devils have defeated the Flyers 3-1. They advance to the finals in the Eastern Conference for the first time in 9 years.
That's Matt Laughlin on the Devils Radio Network on Tuesday, as New Jersey got good offense, good defense, and a few good bounces in their 3-1 Game 5 win over the Flyers. This marks the third time the Devils have beaten Philly in a playoff series, each of the previous times they went on to win the Cup. Their opponent in the Eastern Final is still to be determined, thanks in part to a stunning conclusion to Game 5 between the Rangers and Capitals.
Hanglin in the far corner, up the boards, Gabrick with 12 seconds. Out to the point, Delzato. Delzato shoots at Clark, comes in front, Callahan with a chance, it's stopped. Rebound, score! Score! Score with 6.6 seconds remaining. The Rangers tie the game at 2 on the power play.
Face off to the left of Holtby. Puck comes out to the right point for Stahl. Wide
shoot, scores! He scores! Mark Stahl on the power play. Rangers lead the series 3-2. They tie it late in the third, win it early in overtime. As streamers come down from the Madison Square Garden ceiling, Mark Stahl beats Braden Holtby in overtime.
Kenny Albert on 1050 ESPN as the Rangers made the most of a double minor called on Washington's Joel Ward in the final half minute of regulation, erasing a 2-1 Caps lead to take the 3-2 overtime win last Monday. I'm Doug Brown for NHL Radio.
Love what you hear? It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.